When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, my doctors, it's Monday, June 21st, and it is absolutely gorgeous outside. Go outside, bring your radio, bring a drink with you, and let's get set for hour two of Lori and Julia.
And don't forget to bring a jacket or something, because, oh my, nippy-io.
It's a little chilly.
Little chilly after we got used to our balmy,
warm weather. I know. Well, jeez. You were complaining about it. You were sick of the heat.
I was sick of it.
I was. I thought driving up north Friday when we left here, it was like beautiful. 92 degrees. I'm like,
I followed double rainbows for 10 miles.
You did? Okay, I did the scariest thing, because you told me, because you left a little bit before. For me, and we both headed up 35W North, and so right by before Rosedale, you can get in the fast
cattle chute. I called Julia to get in the cattle chute. I go, I can't deal with the cattle chute, but you can. I can. It's for race car drivers.
Okay, It's the express lane that you are going into ongoing traffic, but you're only one lane. And I think they switched directions morning and night. Mm-hmm. Grant, the wall was so high on one side and so close to me. I'm like, wow. It was a bit much.
A little nerve-wracking?
It was a bit much for me. And then someone's right on my tail. And I'm like, I am going 65 right now.
Because they also have it on 35 between like Diamond Lake Road and downtown.
Uh-huh.
Minneapolis. Oh, yes. You can be in the cattle chute or you can be over with the other two lanes that go a little bit slower, but you're not penned in.
Yeah.
You're not penned in and driving like you're... And so I was like, Julia will be able to handle the cattle chute.
I did, but I kept thinking, it's got to be over soon.
It goes faster than the other two lanes.
Wait.
But if you're going on 694, you're screwed. You won't be able to get off.
Sure.
Should you be going that way?
No, and I have a friend who did that the other day, trying to get to tennis and got in one of those lanes I can't get out of here.
I can't get out of the chute.
No, I know. It is funny.
Okay, so I am bringing up this royal story today, Julia, because A, I want to.
Okay, because wait a minute. B, I had so many other things.
I want to.
I know, and C, we told her she could, but it has to be quick.
Yeah, well.
You can do it. But hurry.
Well, Robert Lacey's book, The Battle of the Brothers, which came out like early this winter, he's added like six new chapters.
Sure.
So they keep referring to it as a new book.
The Battle of the Brothers. What a great title to feed the fuel.
Yeah, he's just added to it.
Fueling
since,
it.
Since 100%. It came out, all these other stories, and he's been able to confirm something. So... let's just play. I don't think it's very long, but it is the thing that it's reaffirming is something that we had speculated about, that it was William's jealousy about Harry more than anything that was driving a wedge between the brothers. And just like what we saw on season 4 of The Crown, when Charles and Diana, they reconnected in Australia, but at the same time, her popularity exploded and people were like, about him. And he was wildly jealous. So kind of like father, like son. So Robert Lacey kind of confirming some of this.
Okay.
So much has been made of the rift between Princes William and Harry, but now a new book says that it was William who broke up the Fab Four because he was angry at Meghan's alleged bullying.
This morning, new details behind that brotherly breakup the once inseparable princes William and Harry. According to an excerpt from a new edition of royal expert Robert Lacey's book Battle of Brothers, palace insiders say it was William and not Harry who initiated the breakup of the so-called Fab Four. Harry recently implied to Oprah that jealousy over the couple's successful trip to Australia and the South Pacific was possibly responsible for a shift in relations between the families, similar to a trip their mother Diana took abroad, which outshined Prince Charles.
You know, my father, my brother, Kate, and all the rest of the family, they were really welcoming. But it really changed after the Australia tour, after our South Pacific tour.
So are you saying that there were hints of jealousy?
Look, I just wish that we would all learn from the past.
But according to Lacey's book, William would say the tipping point was earlier that month after an explosive argument between the brothers about the way Meghan was reportedly treating staff. Harry and Meghan have denied those claims, but according to the book, William confronted Harry about the bullying allegations. Harry reportedly defended Meghan. When William persisted, Harry hung up and William went to address him in person. The book says William instructed a royal aide to start the process of dividing their two households immediately. William wished to be separated from Meghan on a day-to-day basis, and that meant being separated from his brother as well. Lacey quoting a friend saying, William threw Harry out.
Wow. And we see, you know, we did see this in The Crown. You saw how Charles was just like kind of dejected that here he's in his mom's shadow and then he marries this woman who people relate to and like and all of this. And, you know, that whole Meghan was a bully in Buckingham Palace or whatever, in Kensington Palace. I mean, probably just being an American in and of itself, a stuffy British person might think is being a bully. You know what I mean? So different because she wouldn't know what any of the protocols were, but they keep calling it a new book. And he just actually just added six chapters to the end of it. And then they started filming season 5 of The Crown. I thought I might have a role for you, Grant, because apparently
I'm curious what this is going to be, Grant. Well, I have no idea what she's coming up with.
Season 5, it's going to be another 10 one-hour episodes.
Okay.
They're struggling to cast Prince Harry because casting directors have hit a hurdle due to a shortage of young ginger-haired actors.
And that's me.
Look at you, Grant, with your beard.
Yeah.
I'm reading.
You could do a Harry, Grant.
I know. And then guess what? They're looking, this Harry in season 5 will be ages 6 to 13.
My size will fit that.
Yeah, so wrong age.
I don't know that this is going to work for you.
And season 5 will end with the death of Princess Diana. So there, it's young ginger actors.
Okay,
that
are you caught
for
up?
But the next season you could be.
I'm
in
thinking
it.
Of the boys that were on Desperate Housewives. You know, the twin boys with the red hair.
They're too old.
They're too
old
now. Yeah. Grant, do you watch The Crown?
We have recently got into it. Because of all the popularity behind it and coming to this show, I've just started dabbling. I think I've 3 episodes into the first season. I'm not too far.
Oh, yeah. I haven't
got a lot
finished.
To go.
Everyone loved the last season.
Oh, so
I haven't
good.
Finished it.
And then I guess they can't find an actor to play Prince Andrew. Young Prince Andrew.
Right.
And of course, Imelda Staunton is going to play Queen Elizabeth. Jonathan Pryce is going to take on the role of Prince Philip. And we don't know, we know Elizabeth Debicki from The Night Manager and The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
She's playing
Diana. Princess Diana.
And Prince Philip is Dominic West.
Ugh.
And Helena Bonham Carter is Lady Margaret, but now she'll be replaced by Leslie Manville, which you'll recognize her if you watched World on Fire, if you watched that on PBS. She's an English actress.
Okay.
You'll recognize her. She will play
Who's the
late Princess Margaret, Imelda Staunton.
Oh.
And you would recognize her
if
you Googled her. But yeah, they can't find an Andrew and they can't find a Harry. And I don't know. I thought Graham would be perfect to play.
Until you read the age.
Until I read the
age.
Yeah,
the age won't work. But I could see a connection with the older Harry.
Harry the beard.
We just need you to stand with two hands in front of your
face. Yeah. Maybe not naked.
But like you're in a hotel room in Vegas.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Holding your jewels because it takes two hands.
Mm. Oh, gosh. All right, come on.
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. All right, listen, we'll be right back with Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right. Well, here is something that 56,000 people decided that they wanted to sign this petition on change.org. Do either of you have any idea what it is?
There's a lot of petitions every day, Julia, and Grant and I do not have time to
this is a good one, you guys. So 56,000 people signed petitions to stop Jeff Bezos from returning from Earth after his trip
No reentry.
Can I sign that, please? Yeah. I would like to sign that.
So 3 days after he announced he was going on this flight on July 20th on New Shepard's rocket from the space exploration company Blue Origin with his brother, 56,000 people said, don't allow Jeff Bezos to return to Earth. Billionaires should not exist on Earth or in space.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, that's a little extreme.
If they decide the latter, they should stay there, you know, blah, 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 blah. But this whole flight is an 11-minute flight to the edge of space.
Yeah, no, he doesn't even leave the gravity of Earth.
Oh. So it's an imaginary
boundary. So to me, are you going to space?
It's 62 miles above the Earth's surface. Yeah. And then the capsule is designed to separate from the booster it took off on and re-enter the atmosphere and float back down to Earth with the help of parachutes.
Yeah.
56,000 people. Yeah. That's a lot of people raising their hands.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what tattoos are popular by state, what do you think is the most popular tattoo in the state of Minnesota?
Oh, Lord. Tell me it's not a loon.
This is good news for the Cat Video Festival.
Oh, cats.
It's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cat. So they literally did a list based on Google's. What is the most popular tattoo by state? What do you think it would be in? It's very weird. But in some states, Sheila Buff is a very popular one in Arizona.
I am raising both of my eyebrows right now with this story.
Okay, let's see.
Is Wisconsin Miller Lite?
No, you would think. I'm very disappointed that it isn't one of those things. Or a Green Bay Packer logo. Yeah. It's a fox tattoo. Yeah, I don't believe these. Yeah, all right, so we're moving on past that one because that one just doesn't even follow.
Right.
It doesn't do anything. Okay, now, have you ever wanted to have elf ears, Grant or Lori?
Elf ears? I had a crush for a hot minute on Legolas or whatever his name is from Lord of the Rings.
No, I was a wrestler. I was a wrestler who had those. And I always battled cauliflower ear. I was one of the guys that would go and get it taken out right away because all my friends thought it was a badge of honor. I was like, let's keep these things as normal looking as we can.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you do to get...
You can go in and get it, like, if you catch it before it hardens, you can get cartilage inside your ear. You can take it out through a needle. So I have a couple points where, like, they went in and... took it out before it hardened, so I wouldn't have that.
You didn't have to have a cauliflower ear.
You don't have to, but guys like it as a badge of honor.
Okay, but wait a minute. Is this just because when you're wrestling, people yank on your ears? Can you pull on your...
Don't you remember when Vern Gagne was in here? His ears look like...
I know, but I don't understand how you get them.
Because we have to wear headgear for that reason, to protect our ears during matches, but during practices, you don't have to wear them. So what you're constantly doing when you're wrestling, you're face-to-face, and you're rubbing your ears on each other or on the mat, and that cartilage gets mashed around, and then it swells and it expands. Mm-hmm. And so it's just basically from... hitting the mat, rubbing into other people's faces. It's just kind of disgusting, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I never even knew you could, like, that is, look at that. We learned something new. So both of you, your answer is no. You have not wanted to have elf ears. This is a new trend in China. And people are in beauty seekers. This is going to be a new frontier, Lori. Are enlarging their ears to make their faces look slimmer and more attractive.
Here's what someone said: two people in this little town did it.
It's $5,600. Excuse me, $1,560. The results are obvious. This young woman said she's a store owner. She owns a clothing shop, and she says you can see my ears from the front, and overall, I just look more energetic.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I do like. In that TV show, Graham, what's the one I'm watching?
Oh, Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
I love his ears.
I like his deer
antlers.
Antlers and his ears.
How they go down.
When he's thinking and getting all sad, they kind of go down.
It's the sweetest show.
Yeah.
I binged on that one yesterday. I really like it.
Yeah. And you know the big dude in it, the black guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big man?
Yeah.
He was in my crazy show that I watched a couple summers ago that I loved called Zoo.
Oh.
And it was about the...
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Pandemic. It was like a pandemic, but instead of all the animals went crazy, they got super strong and they broke out of every zoo and they took over, you know, and were killing people and it became back to Animal Kingdom and it was called Zoo. And
wow. I was wondering if he did anything.
He was like that animal tracker guy who was kind of fierce and I really just like couldn't take, there's something very mesmerizing about that guy.
He's a good actor.
I did not know
he did anything prior to this. That's
cool. He was in a show called Zoo.
Okay.
And it was the pandemic when the animals ruled the world.
Oh, jeez.
2 years ago, maybe.
All right. When the Hindenburg crashed in 1937.
Did it crash or did it blow up?
Well, 62% of the 97 people on board survived.
Wow.
What?
I think it blew up and fell to the earth.
It caught on fire and then it kind of came down slower.
Yeah.
And I didn't think people lived.
I didn't either.
Okay. The last survivor at age 92 just died in 2014. He was a 14-year-old assistant on the Hindenburg when it exploded. Mm. There are no survivors. Who even knew there were?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm glad that way of transportation got taken out early.
Yeah. It's a death threat.
Mm-hmm. So big.
So dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yes. So flammable.
Yeah, right.
So easy.
Are we talking about the Hindenburg or something else?
We're talking about
the
Hindenburg. Yes, we are. Okay, so this is a...
Julia was talking about teabagging with Fireball, but that's a whole other story.
Where does her mind even go to even think of that?
Oh, I was thinking of something gross like that, but she just finished it up for me. Thank you, Lori.
You too. I'm glad to know you're as sick as Lori Grant. You're in good company.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this new TikTok trend of the week is drinking lettuce water to help you sleep.
Do TikTok people just come up with, like, let's see if we can get a stupid craze to go?
Yes. And let me see how many people, over a million people have watched this.
Did you send me a neck TikTok this weekend?
A neck?
Somebody called you a camel neck.
What?
Sent me a TikTok of you.
What?
And Josie. I don't know.
Josie and the Pussycats? Josie who?
You don't even remember it.
Josie Wirt?
Yes.
Oh, that's so many years ago.
I just got it.
Okay, Josie Wirt just... You didn't get it from me, Lori.
I got it from you.
I never sent that this weekend.
All right. Well, I wonder why I got it.
Because this is your phone that you haven't been able to send texts for to and from.
For two whole days, it's really cramped my style.
So you must be getting...
You know what you do? You shut off your phone. Just like a computer.
Beautiful.
You just shut it off and it fixes the glitch. And when it powers back up, it's fixed.
Or you just leave it around. Leave it out of your sight. And it's also a nice little... de-stressor. Just get it out of your sight.
No, Gran, I don't want to call people. I want to text people.
See, I like
not
to call.
Having my text.
I'd rather call.
Me too. I'm a caller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if it's a quick message to get, hey, let's meet up at this time. But like, if you got a couple questions, give me a call.
I don't have any questions, Grant.
No, I figure you would. So
I don't have any questions.
Here's how funny Lori is. I'll tweet them.
Yeah, no, this I did.
She was changing a hair appointment today, and she didn't know the number of this line. She goes, I'll tweet them. I said, Lori.
I'll DM them.
Just look it up.
No.
I don't want to talk. I've never even heard of that. I've never looked at a DM on her Instagram.
Julia.
I mean, we don't, people don't do that. I'll just direct message them instead of calling.
Yeah, no, it was so much better.
Oh my gosh.
For everybody involved.
The most misspelled word in 2020 was quarantine, in case you were wondering.
Oh, yeah.
People spelled it quarantine, C-O-R-N-T-E-E-N.
Oh gosh. Well, we should learn. We hope we learned how to spell during quarantine.
Right. Thank you, Grant.
You're welcome.
Breaking news.
Yeah, the Kardashians, the reunion part two was on last night, and because delusion is the main ingredient running through all of their veins.
Every single
one of them, delusion runs. It's the main ingredient. And Khloe, who defended Tristan Thompson with all of her might and doesn't have a grudge against Jordan. It was just the kookiest. Tried to tell she had one nose job. Now today she finds out. We find out she's broken up with Tristan again because once again he's cheated on her.
Oh,
he was spotted. He was at a birthday party for a celebrity security guard by the name of Nestle Chubbs Beezer.
I love the name.
Okay, Tristan Thompson was there. Drake was there. Diddy, Chris Brown. So this is a celebrity security guard with friends in high places. Apparently, Tristan disappeared into a bedroom with three women at a Bel Air house party and came out 30 minutes later looking disheveled. One of the women, an aspiring singer from Florida. The second was a woman from California, works at a beauty salon, and the third wore a pink dress.
Lori, he did this in front of like 30 people.
He doesn't care. He is a dog. He's proven that over and over again. And Khloe, who got put in the hot seat last night, Andy Cohen point blank said to her, I gotta ask, why do you keep taking this guy back when he just keeps repeatedly cheating on you?
Good for him.
And she gave this long, delusional answer.
He's done a lot of work. He's tried really hard.
And that during COVID and the filming of the 20th reunion of the Kardashians, she's rediscovered that she likes him as a friend and he's such a great dad. I'm like a dad who won't keep his wiener in his pants.
Ding, 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 ding.
And here, you know, now... wasn't enough that the other woman a few weeks ago that she had her receipts, you know, because he's got a good lawyer and everything. I don't know why delusion runs in the Kardashian family's blood, but it does.
I feel bad for Khloe.
I don't at all. Why would you keep taking back this guy who's a serial, can't keep it in his pants?
I don't know. I get to feel bad for her because I think she wants it to work so bad. Yeah. It's wrong. It's wrong on every level, Lori, but I still feel sorry for her.
We all want things to work out. We all will say things to ourselves to convince ourselves that this will work, especially in the hardest times of any relationship, obviously, right? But at some point in time, like you're saying, and I don't mean to interrupt, this guy has had multiple offenses, and you can continue to tell me he's trying, and even, but clearly he's not executing very well.
Remember, there you go, Grant. Don't pay attention to what somebody says. Pay attention to their actions.
Yes.
She meets him, and he has a pregnant girlfriend who's 8 months pregnant, and then you, the girl with delusion in your veins, believes him when, you know, we're just...
She has low self-esteem.
Very much so. And then she tried to tell Andy last night that no one had ever asked her about plastic surgery, but she's only had one thing, a nose job. I spit my coffee or my water. I wasn't drinking coffee. I was drinking water.
What are you saying?
She's had at least three nose jobs, butt implants, massive amounts of filler.
Well, that's not plastic surgery.
Okay, but nose job is plastic surgery and butt implants are plastic surgery. And I think lipo, I don't know, is that plastic surgery?
No.
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
You're put under. And then she said that you know, Jordan Woods never apologized to her, the one that, you know, she went all unhinged on the first time she broke up with Tristan a couple years ago, the one gal that was like childhood friends with Kylie. I recall that Jordan Woods went on Red Table Talk and cried.
I know she was
like only 22. So you'll forgive the cheater. But not, I mean, just delusion runs strong in that family, in the veins. I found it was tedious, that last show, except I did laugh at a few things, like Scott Disick.
I kind of laughed at him.
Yeah, he was, his stupidity was entertaining.
Yeah, why do you end up with younger girlfriends? Because I look so young myself.
With his bleach blonde hair that he clearly did what most kids do when they're 16 years old. D-bag. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I mean, what? How can an 18-year-old girl not go for Scott when he's in a McDonald's parking lot popping wheelies on his new hog with his fresh blonde hair? Hey, is that Jake Paul?
Oh, for gosh sakes.
But just, you know, it was like, I don't know. I really love that Andy just was going all over the place. Just asking people good
I thought
good
he
questions.
Did ask good questions.
Yes, I agree.
The one I was so, I mean, Kendall seems like the one that has
the most sense and the least amount of delusion running through her veins. Because she did say when he asked about the Kardashian curse on men.
Yeah.
And it took her a while to get to it, but she finally basically summed it up was that, you know, that it was offensive and that men should take responsibility for their own love lives. She had the best answer of anyone all night. Kendall.
She seems very grounded.
And that was a Tom Ford 2013 mesh
pant
skirt.
Oh, it was so great.
It was a skirt with the cutout. Beautiful.
She looked great.
Mm-hmm. Best outfit.
Not overdone. She looks still like herself. She's,
yes, exactly. Of all the girls sitting up there, and again, teach their own. Do what you got to do. Do what you want to do to make yourself feel better. I'm not that. But I thought that she just looked the most natural, the calmest, the one that had the least amount of like worrisome things to have to try to cover up.
Yeah,
you know, like she just seemed like a normal girl, and she's been living that life for since the day she was born. She's been in that famous culture, right?
Well, I think the girls were like, you know, 7 and 9 or whatever.
But still, when you start remembering that kind of stuff, you know, like you've lived that life of on the camera for most of your life, and she handles it like she hasn't been, you know?
She's good.
Kylie.
Well, she's the one we feel sorry for, Grant. She feels like she's just
robotic.
Yeah.
And she looks like a robot, and she just looks uncomfortable.
She doesn't even look good sitting, like, not like look good, but she looks like she's just
uncomfortable.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, wasn't happy being there, didn't even want to talk. Like,
She was very, you don't see her much on the show.
Uh huh.
That last season of the last two seasons. Yeah. I know Courtney always gets all the, you don't want to work, but Kylie, I guess when you become a billionaire with your lip kits, your mom will say, you don't need to film this week, but I don't know what they're going to do next, but I like that Andy got that interview, and I like that he went there and asked them, and he wasn't afraid to, you know, ask all the things that, like, I feel like we wanted to know.
Chloe,
I wish she wouldn't have gone after that Jordan Woods, because she really looks like a fool.
Well, both of them lost friends because of the cheating.
Yes.
Of the men. They both lost their dear friends girlfriend. Because the guys cheated.
Yeah.
That stinks.
That stinks. And Jordan was like, whatever, 22.
I mean, that stinks.
You can easily be, you know, like swayed by somebody with, I mean, I don't know. They forgive the guys and dump the girls. That's why I say delusion is the main ingredient running through all of their veins. And Scott with his blonde hair. Oh, my Lord.
I know.
He's just like, he looks like he's intentionally trying to be a younger person. So it just.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
I kind of like him.
You like the look or you like him?
No, I don't like the blonde thing, but I kind of like his answers, and I kind of like his relationship still with Chloe and the kids.
No, it's Courtney.
Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many.
You didn't like watch so much of the Kardashians.
I didn't know what a dink he was.
He was such a dink. He was just such a dink, and calling himself Lord Dink. Sick, and you know, he did own that about the drinking and stuff, and he's stayed sitting down while they got in the good plug for Kendall's tequila when they did a shot at the end.
Oh, I didn't see that. You watched it all the way to the end.
Julia, that is what we do. Watch it all the way
to
the end.
You know, I forgot all about it, and I'm like, why does the Kardashians keep taping? And so then I just remembered, I read a headline this morning, like, oh, that was on last night. I gotta try to cram it. Get through it.
I wish not to like steer away, but I wish the Friends reunion would have taken more of this approach. Just to sit down, let's chat it out, tell me some stories.
Instead of so produced.
Exactly. This was such a better reunion than the Friends reunion.
It's just a different style.
Because that's the difference between A-list and reality.
There you go.
There you go.
That's A-list, you don't have to do much.
That's right. You still get paid $2.5 million to sit down.
Right.
And you don't have to answer any of the hard questions. Reality star, you're not going to get paid as much, and you're going to answer the hard questions.
Yeah, it's true. Great point, guys. Great point.
All right, listen, when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak. We've got We've got a photo of Elizabeth Hurley and we've got a photo of Drew Barrymore. We'll tell you what they're doing, but we must Hollywood speak these situations.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, well, we posted Elizabeth Hurley. She's posted...
1900th bikini shot this summer.
Well, I would say this is, she's in bikini bottoms, a flowing robe, and her lovely boobs are just peeking out from her robe. And she's calling it having my own staycation in her own home. And I just am wondering, Julia, what do you make of this? It's never ending. The Elizabeth Hurley, and I enjoy looking at them. She's very gorgeous.
It's never-ending, her bikini shots.
Her bikini shots, her boob shots, her thirst traps.
She's using the Daily Mail as a Tinder site.
Is that what it is?
Yep, she's using it as a site. Check me out. A lot of people look at that site, you know?
Maybe people reach out to her people with job opportunities, another Royals opportunity.
Oh, we loved that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks amazing.
She's gorgeous, but
and
she
you
does
too
do...
could look that way if you ate a raisin, an almond, and a piece of celery.
Yeah. All right, well,
she just really always is taking bikini shots.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, good for her.
Do you know what back sink is, either one of you?
No.
Back sink? You can't Hollywood back sink. It happened this weekend at Bingo Under the Stars.
It's NSYNC. NSYNC from the back.
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys with NSYNC. The minis. I think you're under a grant. Like, part of one and part of the other.
Back sync. You have two members of Backstreet Boys and two members
of
NSYNC.
We heard that was going to happen.
Happened at Bingo Under the Stars, and they're calling themselves back sync, and it was Lance Bass and Joey Fatone.
Yes.
I love it.
From NSYNC.
With who?
And then Aaron Carter and AJ McLean from
Backstreet. I kind of love it.
And they were performing as back sync in Bingo Under the Stars, which they hope to take on the road soon. And
what is Bingo Under the Stars?
I'm trying not to laugh. Just exactly what it sounds like, Julia.
Well,
people playing bingo with back sync as the entertainment.
Netflix and chill.
Sad.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I don't know what the hell. You gotta make money some way.
Okay, Drew Barrymore shares a photo of her magazine obsessed teenage bedroom to celebrate the launch of her new magazine, Drew. We've posted it, and I just have to say to you, Drew,
timing. Hello,
who's launching magazines? Even Oprah isn't printing a magazine. Who is gonna subscribe to Drew's magazine? Who does Drew know that she's doing a magazine? It's so interesting to me. And she was everywhere today. She was on The View. She was on the Today Show. I mean, her show's on CBS.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, she was everywhere. And she said, oh, I've always wanted to have a magazine. I decorated my walls since the time I was a kid.
Well, we all did.
And
We all did that.
Yeah.
We had a wall right behind me that was always decorated with magazines.
Yeah. So...
Anyway, we wish her well.
Yeah, we do. Good luck.
I like her so much. Same. I want everything good to happen to her. I think the timing when Oprah's magazine, which it's Oprah.
Right.
Okay. Well, Rachel Ray has a magazine.
Okay.
The Property Brothers have a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The two, you know, the redhead and the lady who did all the stuff on HGTV, they have a magazine.
It's an interesting
time.
Okay. Let's see.
Is it going to be an annual?
Right. Is an it, annual magazine.
I mean, it's just, it is odd.
Okay. Joan Collins, apparently, Piers Morgan has some kind of a show called Life Stories where he sits down and does one-on-one. Yeah. Probably like how Barbara Walters would do her one-on-one. And he had Joan Collins on.
Yep.
And he asked her, what do you make of what's going on with the British royal family now? And she said this: my lips are sealed on that subject. I just don't want to go on national TV and say what I think about Meghan and Harry, because look what happened to you.
Okay, so I'm gonna say she's not impressed
with Harry and Meghan.
Yep. I'm gonna say she's not impressed. Mm-hmm. That's what I get from that 100%, because I read that and I thought, oh. Mm-hmm. She's not impressed.
No, it doesn't really surprise me. She is 86. She was named a dame. She would be from a different generation, mm-hmm. where you would
never complain, never explain. Yeah. I mean, that used to be the way it was.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of complaining.
Yeah. For good reason.
Fine. I knew you would have to get that in there. But at the same time,
she also went on to tell Piers Morgan. He asked her about.
She's not alone in that feeling, though. I know a lot of people. I would say my friend group is split on the whole Harry Meghan thing.
Yeah.
I think it's 50-50.
Well.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
I don't know what that's got to do with nothing. Hollywood speak. But so Joan also said about John Forsythe, oh, yeah. Describe him.
Dynasty.
I didn't like him.
At all.
Yeah, he played Blake Carrington. She said he always had to be front and center. He had in his contract, he always had to $5,000 an episode more than anybody else in the cast. He was a misogynistic
dink.
Dink, but she used another word.
She did. Okay, so we've known this about him.
Have we?
No love lost between John Forsythe at all. He was a dink.
To everybody.
But basically, to have in your contract, not something to better yourself, but to make sure that, like, Lori, you and Grant, you can never make as much as me.
Yeah.
I'm the alpha male here. Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's not like I want to keep growing and make more, and I hope we all grow. Uh-uh.
No, she said they were so misogynistic. They allowed this to happen. She made $15,000 an episode when she joined the cast.
He made 30.
Yeah, he made 30, but she did work her way up to $120,000 episode, but noted that came with the caveat that they'd only put me in half the episodes as they couldn't afford to pay me. And that's why the number of episodes she had as the show went on were less.
Oh, wow.
Remember hate that?
Yeah, she was gone for so long.
She would be missing for three episodes four.
So the other interesting thing about this is I looked at the years Dynasty was on. It started in 1981 and it was through 1989. And that decade was our going out decade. I'm surprised we were that vested. In Dynasty, because it was a Wednesday night. It wasn't a Thursday. You know, Thursday night was going out night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, the weekend started on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday, we were still in. Because I really was surprised that it was that. I was thinking it was a little earlier. And I was kind of surprised that it was that sweet decade spot when we never stayed in.
Right.
So, I was shocked.
Yeah, that was good investigation.
Thank you. I just was trying to figure out why because in the 80s, a lot of blurring things happened to us, Grant. Like a lot of shows we wouldn't catch because we were going out.
We didn't know how to use our VCR.
Wasn't the internet.
My prime of going out was, there was the thing that at the time was TiVo, but there still wasn't DVR back then. Right. So we weren't tape. But, you know, if I wanted to catch something, I still had to pop the tape in too. So right. I get that feeling. Yeah. I get that.
Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow sat down with Willie Geist on his CBS Sunday morning show.
Why does she get a lot of airtime?
She does, doesn't she? And he asked her about her relationship with her ex-husband, Coldplay's Chris Martin. She said, he's like my brother.
Okay, this is something,
her go-to line about
this
him.
This has been something that we've hated forever, because ever since they consciously uncoupled, she just described him as her brother. And I think that is so rude to say to an ex-lover the father of your children. Your dad was like my brother. It means there's no sexual. We were asexual. You know, I just think that's rude. Not like he's a really great friend of mine. We've become
he's a really great guy. He's a great guy. He emasculates him in every interview.
He's like my brother.
My brother. I would
never say that about an ex.
Letting us know that there was a reason she had an affair with the guy who's now her husband when she was married to Chris Martin.
Yeah.
She wasn't sexually attracted to him.
She wasn't.
Hey, this is the story of half the marriages. People fall
but
out of sexual attraction,
like
but you
never say he's like my brother.
Say
you
it.
Say, he's a great guy. We get along so well. It's really cool for our kids.
But it's her way, of
taking the rug out from under his feet. I think it's a terrible, mean thing to say.
Oh, I hate it.
One of your exes said, oh, she was like my sister, I'd be like, yeah.
But I'm so grateful to him for giving me these kids.
Again.
Well, not just for you.
Right.
Giving me these kids.
He's a great guy. We're so lucky that we get along so well because the parenting, co-parenting really works for us. There's so many better ways to handle that.
You never believe me when I say that Gwyneth is at heart an a-hole, but she is. She might be funny sometimes, but she is an a-hole about this.
And this one, I just feel like it is demasculating 100%. I think it's mean.
It is. Okay, Melissa Rivers says...
Oh, how is she?
Well, she's good. She was on a Divorce Not Dead podcast. Apparently, her mom has tapes and tapes of everything, and Melissa has been going... We're going to see some of this stuff be out there, but
her
she
mom
said...
cataloged everything and kept notebooks.
Yes. But she said, after I got married, it caught me by surprise when my mom kept saying to me things like... You need to be so much sluttier. You need to put it out there. You need to show your cleavage. You need to show your
legs. To her husband?
Just, be sexy. Enjoy it. And once my mom was an adult, she just was always after me to be sexy. And after I got divorced, she was like, show your cleavage. Get your hair done. Give that, you know... And I'm like, that was good advice from
I think
Joan.
It's great advice. And because if we know how Melissa Rivers would always dress in a baseball cap, in a man's shirt and jeans, and like white kid tennis shoes, she really didn't enjoy that feminine part of her. And maybe your mom is saying that would help you feel different in a relationship, maybe bring the sex on a little bit more.
Seems like very good advice from her mom, Joan Rivers. Yeah, so I guess we're going to see...
We're huge
hundreds
fans
of hours of Joan on tape.
Love it.
Oh, it's time to go, you guys. Oh, we gotta go.
All right.